Good morning, 507. By the way, there's a new rule around here. During our wake-up song, that good morning song we play, you must stand. If you kneel during that, it's disrespectful and you should be fired. A new rule.
Oh, man.
Okay? I know we don't have any power over firing you, but we'll talk to the boss.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Boy, that's a mess, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
what a weekend.
It really overshadowed all the...
We were talking about it in a Gunquit, and the guy, we were like having this little debate, Kyle and I, and the guy sitting next to us at the bar, who it turns out is like a teacher down in Massachusetts or something, he goes, you know, you guys have a good relationship. And we said, excuse me, what? And then he goes, you're like debating and having a normal conversation, like people. That's a good sign. Anyway, nice to meet you. And he left, and I was like, oh, okay, well, that's... Everyone was talking about it all weekend, you know? Big topic. And the other topic, by the way, the skirt made it.
Yeah, the green skirt made it in time for the suitcase party Friday night. Yeah, a lot of people
She bribed the UPS people, asked for special treatment, and it arrived. I can't believe you almost thought you weren't going to wear it. By the end of the show on Friday, you were like, you know, I'm not sure that it's actually... I was like... Okay, you have made such a deal of getting this stupid skirt, you have to wear it.
I know.
I don't care if it's completely the wrong size.
Yesterday at the beach, this gal, Jay, she must have been listening, and she said, well, you know, Blake was really the voice of reason in that. And I was like, what? You think Blake is the voice of reason?
And why was I the voice of reason?
Because when I was like, what if I don't like it? You were like, what?
No. You had. It doesn't matter. It could have arrived torn to shreds in a shipping accident, and you still would have had to wear it.
Yeah.
Wear a slip under.
It was nice, though.
Do you even have a slip? Do women wear slips anymore?
I used to have a black one, but I don't anymore.
Okay. No, I wasn't sure if that was still a thing.
I'm sure for a lot of women it is. But,
oh, really?
You know, it's like, at that point, I'd rather just get like a bodysuit or something.
Yeah, Eva comes up, she goes, punch my stomach.
Oh, yeah, I had the big girl Spanx on.
And I said, why? check out these abs.
Oh, this it's like Under Armour.
Yeah. Armour.
Oh, it's definitely armour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to wear it Saturday night to the gala I had on Saturday, but someone spilled a drink on it. So.
Someone meaning you?
No, someone else. So, anyway, didn't get two wearings, but it will.
One of my favorite parts was, so there's a woman named Emily.
Oh, my God.
Who is an outstanding woman, who
yes.
is one of our 20 outstanding women. Eva went up and said, hey, when can I drop my car off at your mechanic?
I thought she was a...
She thought she was the woman who works at the body shop that Eva goes to.
I know.
We're spotlighting her. And she's been in here, by the way.
I know.
Like, to record an interview with us, to do photos and everything. And guess what she does? You know why she's outstanding? She's volunteered for Camp Sunshine,
right.
The beneficiary of the event, for like 15 years. And Eva goes up and she goes, hey, when can I drop my car off?
Oh, my God. Just shoot me. God,
and
what is
like,
wrong with me?
You're like, no, I'm Emily. I volunteer with Camp Sunshine. I was one of the outstanding women.
Right.
And he goes, oh, well, look at my skirt I got. You know, you should always dress the UPS store.
United Problem Solvers. Come see us at the UPS store.
At Coast 93.1, we don't just give you tickets. We give you experiences.